The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur will be Maseches Shavuos, Perek Shavuos Ha'edet, Perek Revi, Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara says that the Zahav Amina, of Roiv Goisesim Lamisa, that since most people who are on the level of a Goises, as we'll define soon, die, therefore, since Rov Goisesim Lamisa, that Rov would permit two Edim that are married to two sisters, that are both brothers-in-law, that are normally not able to say Edis together, that since their wives are Goisesim, since the Reid are related through their wives, the wives are Goisesim, therefore, since Roiv Goisesim Lamisa, which consider their wives as already deceased, and therefore Machshir their Edis, so the Gemara says, Kamash Malon, Hashtami Eloishachit, even though Roiv Goisesim Lamisa, since Hashtami Eloishachit, since the both sisters are not yet deceased, even though the chances are they'll be deceased, the brothers married to them are still possible Edis, they're still psul kroivim. So, in our Gemara we see that a person who is close to death, even though in majority of the cases a person who is close to death will subsequently die, however, hashtamil yishachiv and is considered alive, a goseis is considered alive in halacha. Now, I'd like to talk about a very controversial halacha that has come up in the last 20 years, which is brain death, and how to define death according to halacha. I'll explain the shaila and how pertinent it is to our existence. Now, first of all, what is brain death? If we look in dictionaries dated prior to the 1980s, the definition of death, according to secular law, is a ceasing of the respiratory system. That if someone ceases to breathe, or someone ceases his circulatory system, the blood is not flowing, that is the definition of death, as can be seen in the classic dictionary, as the Webster's classic dictionary, if we look at anything before the 1980s, that any time the respiration or blood ceases to flow, that is considered death. Now, in the last 30 years, there's been a progress in the medical field, and we're able to continue the circulatory system with a machine, to continue the breathing with a machine, even though the brain stem is totally non-functioning. Meaning we have a situation where the brain is not functioning, however, the body is breathing due to machinery and is circulating blood due to machinery. So the question is this person considered dead? On one hand, you could argue that since his blood is flowing, since his breathing is working, even though it's due to oxygen, not due to his brain operating his body system, you could argue that he's alive. However, there's a way to argue that no, since the body cannot itself circulate blood, since the body itself cannot breathe, and the head is totally non-functional, so there is a number of poskim that argue that he's considered dead, and he's considered a mace, and there is no problem then to pull off all his plugs, and he was considered dead already, Kohanim cannot touch him. So again, is someone whose brain is not functioning, but his body is operating a machinery considered a mace, or is he not considered a mace? So let's talk about the shaila. First of all, I'd like to say, what's the halachic nafkamina, besides pulling the plug? The most halachic nafkamina that's talked about is heart donation, any organ donation. The medical field has progressed a lot, and we could transplant organs, such as livers and kidneys, and hearts even. However, one of the conditions that the medical field needs in order to transplant these vital organs is that the body must still be fresh and flowing blood in these organs. You cannot take a heart out of a totally dead person and transplant it into a person who needs an organ. However, a brain dead person, his body is operating a machinery, the blood is flowing, the heart is fresh, even though the brain is dead, that heart, that could be transplanted into someone else. So therefore, in order to be a donor of most organs, a donor of a heart, one of the biggest questions is that in order to be a donor, you have to consider brain death as death, and in order to take out the organs when they're fresh and still blood is flowing in them, even though the brain is dead. So in order to be a donor, we must consider brain death as being dead. Now, who holds brain death is dead? So first of all, the most prominent poskim that Tzal, Mordechai Eliyahu, with his opinion of brain death, is dead. And Mordechai Eliyahu brought a raya from the Mishnah in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma talks about, on that pehe, that when is someone considered dead? The Gemara says that if a pile of rocks falls on someone, that we must move, we're permitted to move the rocks on Shabbos to get out the person under the rocks. However, there's a condition we're allowed to move the rocks only if the person under the rocks is alive. However, if he is dead, we're not allowed to move the rocks. So the Gemara says, how do we know someone's alive? How do we know if someone's dead? So the Gemara says that you're allowed to move the rocks up through his nose. Up through his nose is enough to see. Ad choytmoy, the Gemara says in Pehe Amud Aleph and Yuma. Boydik ad choytmoy, that we're allowed to move the rocks up to his nose. And when we get up to his nose, so then we could see if he's breathing or not. If he's breathing, so we consider him alive. If he's not breathing, we consider him dead. So the Gemara seems to say that only a person that could breathe on his own, again, we're talking about a person under rocks, a person who could breathe on his own, he is a person that is considered alive. If a person cannot breathe on his own, he does not have spontaneous respiratory activity, as is stated in medical journals, then he's considered alive. But he does not have spontaneous respiratory activity, so he's considered dead. So says Mordechai Eliyahu, if that's true, a person who is brain dead, does not have spontaneous respiratory activity, can be considered dead, and therefore we can allow in halacha to have organ donors cards, and we're allowed in halacha to pull the plug on a dead person. So paskins with Mordechai Eliyahu. However, majority of the poskim bizmanenu, Rav Shevet Alevi, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Mincha Shloimoy, are all of the opposition that brain death is not considered dead, and therefore it is also to donate heart transplants or any major organ. What do they do with the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph? So if you look in Rashi says over there, Rashi Dibra Masko, Ad Heichen Hu Boydik, where do you have to check if a person is alive or dead? And the Gemara said again that you check his nose to see if he's breathing through his nose. So Rashi says, when do we check a person's nose to see if he's breathing? When does spontaneous respiratory activity define life and death? Says Rashi, I'm reading the Rashi inside. Im doyma lameis, if the person is doyma lameis, she'enoi meizi zevorov, and he's not moving his limbs. Only if he's similar to a dead person is not moving his limbs. Only then is he considered a dead person. Meaning, that the only time a respiratory activity is significant is if all the aveirov are doyma lameis. Now what does it mean, evorov? Are not moving, his bodies are not moving, it's doma lameis. That would be someone who's totally inactive in all functions, with machinery, without machinery, irrelevant. So say the majority of the poskim is manenu. Therefore, we could refer from Rashi that spontaneous respiratory activity is only considered dead if you have other conditions such as the body not moving, or the body not flowing blood. However, if the body is flowing blood, despite it's due to machinery, he would be considered alive and would be called achiv misa if a person would pull the plug on a person who was brain dead since his blood is flowing. So that would be the main argument over here and the Gemara in Yuma. Now, just to point out, there is a fascinating tshuva's chsam sofer that's quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva in Simen Shin Nun Zayin Sifkon Aleph, in which there was a practice in Germany in the late 18th century, in which the delayed burial of Jewish cadavers, the government outlawed people to be buried at the time of death, because maybe they might come back and return to life. The Chassam Sofer says over there, he's strongly opposed to adopting the non-Jewish standard of death. And he says that, according to our Torah Kedoshah, we define death, and we cannot change death according to how the Goyim view death. And therefore, a person is deceased, his body is inactive, right away should be buried, we shouldn't wait for a Tchias HaMesim according to the Goyim way they view something. So too argues many poskim, that even though the secular world may have changed and considered brain death as death, however, we should consider it life according to our Torah Kedoshah that Rashi says that until the body parts totally cease, he's not considered dead. Another argument of the pro-brain death crowd is a Mishnah in Olis. The Mishnah says in Olis, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vov, the Gemara over there talks about a situation in which animals, we know, contact tumas mace. Some animals, some nevelas of certain animals, if they're dead, they're tame. What is considered death for an animal? So the Gemara says, if an animal is decapitated, despite the fact its body may be moving, since decapitation is a very severe loss of a limb, it's considered death. They state in the Mishnah in Olas. Even though the body is moving and the body could be walking, however, a decapitated animal is considered dead. So argues many poskim, brain death is analogous to a situation of decapitation. Since the brain is not moving at all, and the brain is totally inactive, therefore, it is as if the person is decapitated. After all, what's the difference between a decapitated person or a person with a head that's with a brain that has no movement, has no activity at all? And therefore, just like the Mishnah Olah says, a decapitated person, a decapitated animal is considered dead, so too brain death should be considered death. However, Rav Herschel Shechter Shlita brings a beautiful raya kenegdom. There is a shail in the poiskim, as can be seen in Gilyoin Ashas from Yosef Engel on Kedushin of Chavdalit, and the Imre Yosher from Me'arik in Chelik Beis, Tshuva Yudalit. What happens if someone's arm becomes gangrene? His arm is totally dead, even though it has not yet been amputated. However, the arm is attached to a person, and it's gangrene, there's no blood circulation, it's like a dead limb. Does this person have a chiv tefillin, or does he not have a chiv tefillin? Could he put tefillin on this arm, or can he not put tefillin on this arm? So both the Meir Arik and the Yosef Engel both say that even though the arm has no function, and the arm is totally gangrene, since it is attached to the body, it is considered a live organ, and therefore a person has an obligation like tefillin on a gangrene arm. Zokt reversal shechle shlita, just like a gangrene arm is considered alive, despite the lack of blood circulation, since it's attached to the body, considered alive, so too, a head of a person, even though the head of a person may not be active, it may not be circulating blood, however, since it's attached to the body, it is not like the Mishnah in Olas where it's physically decapitated, and therefore we cannot consider it a dead head, quote-unquote, as a decapitated head. Now, aside from the machlokes, if brain death is death or not, I want to point out a very interesting halacha that I heard, b'shem Reb Morgenstern Shlita, b'shem Reb Eliashiv Shlita, Zvan Gebenst, that the Shulchan Aruch rules, in Simon Shin Lamed Tes, Sif Aleph, zokt the Shulchan Aruch, that a person is a gosei, if a person is very sick and he's near death, it is totally prohibited to move the body around. Because since a gosei is very sensitive, a very sick person, almost near death, he's considered alive, like Agamora says. However, to move him around would be prohibited, said the Shulchan Aruch, because he may come to near his death process. So says Rabbi Yashiv that in order to test someone, if there's activity in the brain, is there not activity in the brain, you will have to move around the head, you'll have to plug things in the head, in order to check someone, to run tests to see if the head is alive or not, it involves moving the head. L'chayra, that would be transgressing the iser of moving around the goyfish, like it says in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamed Tes, Sif Aleph. And therefore, aside from the machlokes, is brain death, is it not? However, to go ahead and to move around the body, that should be an iser gomor, because that would be an iser ritzicha of being korev, the person to mace. However, I just want to point out, shmati b'shem Rav Meiselman Shlita, Rav Shiva of Toras Moshe, his son told me that he found a letter that was given to Rav, the Rav Michal Feinstein, Zatzal, who lived in Bnei Brak, that the letter was written by Moshe B'Ksav Yad, that he told that Rav Michal Feinstein said him afar from the letter, but he said that of course brain death is not death at all, and a person considered alive 1,000%, and someone who pulls the prog, or someone who donates organs, is a Rutzeach L'Kol Dvorav. Kach Shmati Nipi HaNechid Shor Michal Feinstein Shlita, that was the opinion of Moshe Zatzal.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.